Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. What is up, you guys? My God, it's been a hot minute. I'm not gonna lie. I know I have missed like, I don't know, like 3 weeks, but there has been so much fucking change. So much change happening. And I don't know. I have no excuses except I'm here, I'm showing up, and I got some shit to talk about. So there's been a lot happening, like I said. I think the last time I did my podcast was like a couple days after I got my cast off. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. And so my foot has been healing so fucking well. Like I actually today, it was funny. I was kind of just like doing so much shit and I was literally have been on my feet like all day. And I was like, you know what? My foot is a fucking rock star right now. Like I've literally been in like on my feet with just in a sneaker on both feet. Woohoo, I can wear two shoes now. The little things, right? Like all day, including my workout, and like it wasn't hurting at all. And it's just amazing to me how I'm impressed with my foot and how quickly it seems to heal. Like it's, and I still have like a bit of a limp just because it's still some of like the ligaments and whatnot are tight and like my ankle is not 100% stable because it hadn't been used for 2 months. So it's just like weird things. So yeah, that's a little bit of an update on my foot. It's pretty amazing. And actually yesterday's workout, I kind of did some like light jumping just to like give it a try and kind of push myself a little bit to see where I'm at, and it didn't hurt at all. So that was also a fucking huge confidence boost. You know, slowly but surely getting back to it. And like the doctor said, like I haven't been taking it easy. So it's just, I'm impressed, man. I'm fucking impressed and I'm grateful that I won't be limping down the aisle in July. So that'll be amazing. But some of you know, if you're the family or close friends or whatnot, May 8th, my grandfather passed away, and it was so sudden. I actually saw him literally exactly a year ago for my, college graduation. And that was the last time I saw him. Because he's in a different state and we just hadn't been back there in a year. So it was crazy. It was crazy because what happened was he broke his he fell and he's 90 or he was just about to turn 90 a couple days before he passed away. And he was a good 90. He had his wits. Like he was not, you know, in super poor health that I knew of or that any of us knew of. He was living on his own still, driving still, all that jazz. So he fell, he broke his collarbone or his shoulder. I think it was his shoulder. And ended up in the hospital. And basically, within 3 weeks, he died. And it was just so insane because what happened was, so he broke it and they were running tests and doing all this stuff. And then they were like, so there's a mass. And he knew that there was a mass. And it turned out that he actually had cancer and ended up not telling any of the family about it. So unfortunately, it was downhill from there because when you are elderly and you are, first of all, put into a hospital, it completely screws with your, mentality. And so he was super confused, super like up and down. They actually had to do several blood transfusions. It was just like utter chaos for a couple weeks. And then the last week it was touch and go. And his only wish was to go home. He wanted to fucking go home. So my mom and my aunt and my uncle were like, okay, we'll take you home. So he went home on a Monday, and he passed away on Wednesday. So 2 days later. And the crazy part is, I lost my grandmother in October 2017. And she had Alzheimer's, and she was in a nursing home for a while. She was gone with the wind for a while. Anybody who knows people who have been, you know, suffered from Alzheimer's, it's an awful, awful, awful thing to witness and to go through. But so she passed away October 2017, and he passed away on their anniversary. And it was pretty profound. It was pretty profound. They also were only, their birthdays were only a couple days apart, so they would have both been 90. And again, he passed away on their anniversary. And we went to the lake that day. I didn't actually know. He didn't pass away until the nighttime, but my fiance and my daughter and I, we all went to the lake one day, and we were driving there, and a cardinal flew by us as we were driving. And I was like, I just got a feeling. And I was like, I feel like that's Grammy, his wife. And I was like, I feel like tonight's the night, because I knew it was their anniversary. And I was like, I just, you know, you just have those feelings. And sure enough, that night at like 11:30, he passed away. So yeah, it was so sudden and just so insane. And I feel so awful for my mom, because she is the type of person that like, she was so concerned about him, like all the time. She was so like, she's so close with her side of the family. And he was like her everything. And so was my grandmother. And it was just like, she lost her mom, and that was awful and horrifying. And then she suddenly loses her dad. I mean, it sounds awful, but at least with my grandmother, it was more of a relief for a lot of people, because she was no longer suffering, and everybody else, like, it was this long, drawn out, awful, like, thing to watch a loved one just completely lose their shit, you know, and just end their life that way, or at least in the physical world. So, I, you know, living 16 and a half hours away driving, like, I was like, we have to go, you know, I have to be there, for my mom, because she lost both her parents, you know, who she loved and adored. And every weekend she would drive an hour, you know, to go see them, spend the day with them. And you know, and of course, you know, my mom being my mom, she was like, oh, you don't have to come. Like, I understand if you can't, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, mom, it's a drive. Like, it's a 16 and a half hour drive. It's not doable. We've done it before. It's okay. Like, we're going to do it. So we jumped in the car. What day was it? I think we left Friday morning. Yeah, we left Friday morning at 3:30 in the morning. Drove all the way from where we are to New Hampshire, and for the services that were Monday and Tuesday. And I was asked to do the eulogy, because nobody else could do it. So that was interesting. It was rough. Like, it's funny, because that is just, that is just, I don't know, it's just like part of the cycle of life, I guess. But at this, like, this time, I'm not gonna lie, I had a lot, I'm gonna get emotional, I had a lot of guilt. Not necessarily guilt, but like, I wish that we had come home or been able to like visit earlier. And selfishly, we're actually going up the 21st to the 28th for my bachelorette and bridal shower. So selfishly, I was like, I wish he could have held on until we came up there so we could have at least said goodbye, you know, and he could have seen my daughter one last time, because I know she used to go with my mom all the time when we still lived there when she was a baby, or not a baby, but baby up until 3 years old, pretty much. And I would go too as well, but there were some days where my mom would be like, oh, I'll take her and we'll go up and whatnot. And I know she brought him so much joy. And I'm so grateful that he was able to, you know, experience her for 3 years and vice versa. And, but I felt guilty. I felt guilty for not being there with my family. Because I don't have family down here. I moved here because I wanted to. I wanted a change. I needed a fresh start. And cost of living is much less here. And it was just, it made a lot of sense. And I was definitely, I'm definitely grateful that we did. But at the same time, that was a huge reality check. To be completely honest, a huge reality check of how important family is and how, you know, life is so precious. Life is so precious. And as much as my family drives me insane, excuse me, I miss the insanity. I miss it. And I miss it so much for my daughter. When we were up there, she understood what was going on, but not fully. So she was really like excited to see everybody. It was like a new adventure. She was excited to see her mom, papa, and cousins and aunts and uncles and all that jazz. And it was like, wow. 'Cause down here we have my, you know, my fiance and his parents are down here, but that's the only family that's here. So, you know, we have friends and whatnot, but it's just, even his side of the family, like his mom and dad's side of the family, are all up in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. So, you know, we're literally the only family down here. So we're missing out on a lot. And we've been down here for, it'll be 2 years in August, actually. So, yeah, that was a huge reality check. Reality check of what I, you know, have been missing out on, and just what Madison's been missing out on. And my parents are getting older. They're not young spring chickens. They're in their 60s. My brother's in California. You know, there's nobody around to take care of them. And they have their own health issues. excuse me. I do have a bit of a cold, so I apologize if I'm hacking up a fucking lung throughout this. But they're not getting younger. And I just, the second day we were there, my parents took my daughter to the park. And my fiancé and I went, and I don't even remember. Oh, I think we went to Dunkin' Donuts, actually. Yeah, we went to Dunkin' Donuts because they don't have a fucking Dunkin' Donuts down here. Well, they do, but it's like an hour away, and it's just not the same as New England Dunkin' Donuts. So we're like, fuck yes, Dunkin's, give me a fucking coffee. So we went, and we came back, and we literally just like sat in the car talking. And I just started crying. I just started crying because I was like, I miss it. Like, I miss it. It was so, and it's so, the visit this time was so much different than last time because it was, like, for graduation and exciting things and just, you know, we'd only been up or down here for, like, a year, so it was still fresh and new, and this time it was different. It was different, and it might be, you know, the circumstances, of course. Losing a loved one that you haven't seen in a year, and it's just a huge fucking reality check of what, you know, how precious life is, honestly, how precious life is and how much I miss my family. And I miss being in that area, and it just was like a breath of fresh air. And just seeing how happy and like excited my daughter was and how, you know, relieved and happy they were to see her and how much joy she brings them and vice versa. And yeah, so I bawled. Well, maybe not bawled, but I definitely like cried in the car and was just like, I miss it. I miss it. And I don't know what to do about it. I really don't. And you know, when he and I met, he was like, I just want you to know before this goes any further, like, I am going to be living down there. Like, I'm not living up here. That is my plan. That's where I want to be. And I was like, that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that because I, like I said before, I was looking to get out. I was looking for, you know, a fresh start. I was ready. And so I moved, and that was totally fine. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity and the chance and for the fucking incredible growth that I have gone through, because I truly believe if I did not move, I would not be sitting here today talking to you guys. I would still be stuck. I would still be miserable. I would still just be hating life, essentially. So I'm so grateful that I took a chance and I just trusted that I was supported and that this was, you know, I listened to my gut. I listened to my intuition, regardless of everybody who told me that I was fucking insane for moving states away with this man that I've known for 5-6 months at the time. But I just knew that it was the right thing to do. And here I am. Like, I'm so fucking blessed. So fucking blessed for everything that it's brought into my life and for the growth that I've experienced and just in life in general and relationship wise and just incredible, incredible things that it's brought into my life. That being said, after talking, and we actually we went to his, my fiance's uncle's house, which I've known since forever. And just in talking with them and talking with, just everybody about how much we all miss each other. Honestly, we all miss each other. And, you know, you can talk on the phone all you want to everybody, but it's just not the same as being able to call up and be like, hey, you want to come over tonight? Or, hey, you want to go to do this with the kids? Or, you know, things like that. Or like, hey, you know, we're having a family barbecue or like friends barbecue get together with everybody. Like, come on over. And it's so funny because growing up, I always hated like all these get-togethers. I hated all the get-togethers. I hated, you know, hate is a strong word. I wasn't excited about all these get-togethers and like holidays, stuffing, you know, a huge Italian family into like this two bedroom, like teeny tiny apartment, two family house. And, you know, I just wasn't excited about it. And it's like now being around everybody, like at the funeral and at the wake and everything, it was so, it wasn't fun, obviously, the circumstances, but it was like, I appreciated it so much more than I ever have before because I haven't been around it for 2 years. And, you know, it's just death is a crazy thing. Death is a crazy thing. You know, it's just the circle of life. And it really puts into perspective what's important, you know, to you. And as I get older and have my own family and have my own, you know, child, I want her to be around her family. I want her to have that experience because I know she loves it. Like, she fucking loves it every time, even when she was little or younger than she is. She's still little, at least to me. You know, she loved it. And whenever we go up and visit, like, she has a ball. And, you know, we were on the way driving back from their house, and she was crying because she missed them and she missed everybody. And even actually the other day, I think it was Friday, we picked her up from school, and just randomly she's like, I don't want to live here anymore. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because I want to live by mom and papa. And I'm like, oh, you kill me. But we have decided, after talking about all the fucking things, that we are actually going to move back. We're going to move back to New Hampshire. And to be honest, I am actually, like, shocked that he even considered it. Because he was so set in, like, living here for the rest of his life. But he, I think, I mean, we've struggled with him finding a job that is, like, paying decent money. Like, there is no opportunity down here at all. Like, zero. It's awful. And that has been like our biggest stressor, is finding a job. I mean, he was, excuse me, he was working at a dealership for a couple months, and like, he was working insane hours. Like, I'm talking like probably 50 plus hours a week, and he would take home like $400 every 2 weeks. Like, it was fucking stupid. It was stupid. And the way they did commission was awful, and it was just insane. So, and then the job before that, it was just like nothing. And I mean, yeah. And now we have a mortgage, you know. We bought our house. We bought our house less than a year ago. We bought it. It'll be a year in July. And it's our dream house. Like, it's a beautiful, amazing house. We have 5 acres. Like, it's exactly what we wanted. And I love it. I love this house so much. But, you know, we got a mortgage to pay for. And while my income is decent, I would like to be comfortable, and we're just not comfortable right now, because just, we need 2 incomes, you know. And he started his business, and it's just, this is not the best population for a business like that. It is not a very, I don't want to say it's low income, but it's not great. It's not a great place to be. So people aren't willing to pay, you know, top dollar to have their car detailed. So it's been a struggle, you know, trying to get that. And I know there's fucking a ton more opportunity up north for that. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I do apologize for this, like, ridiculous voice that I have right now, and coughing and clearing and everything else. But I'm trying to get through it. So bear with me. So yeah, it's just, it's been a struggle for sure for that. So they're just, I think he sees that. I think he has come to the reality of there is no opportunity down here. There just isn't. And even with his parents, they've struggled with their jobs and everything. Like his dad going through layoffs and this, that, and the other thing. And just, there's just really, there's nothing down here. There's nothing down here for anybody. All our family is up north. So what are we doing down here? What are we doing down here? Nothing. So, yeah. We're moving. We're fucking moving. And I'm so excited. But at the same time, I'm like, I am so fucking sick of moving. I'm so sick of moving. And now we have the added, like, burden of selling our fucking house. Like, we have to sell this house before we can move. And I don't know how long it's going to sit on the market. Like, I want to move, like, ASAP. I don't want to sit here and wait a couple months or 6 months or a year. Like, no, fuck that. Like, I want to move now. So, this is going to be a test for me. A test of patience and a test of resilience and, like, all the things to get this house sold. So, we are, the realtor is coming on Monday and we'll fucking know from there, I guess, what we have to do if we need to. I mean, we've only been here for, I don't know, like I said, like less than a year. So there's really not much we need, should have to do. But I've been like, the past couple days, I'm like, oh my God, we got so much shit. Like, we have shit that we haven't even unpacked from moving into this house. So I'm at the point where I'm just like, I want to fucking get rid of everything. And I think that has a lot to do also with the full moon, because it's all about, you know, releasing and the clearing out the shit in order to, you know, call in what you want and all that stuff. So I'm literally like, okay, give me some trash bags and I'm going to fucking donate all my shit, all our shit, because I do not want to haul this shit 16 and a half hours again. So I don't know. And then it's like, okay, and also we have to keep this clean, this house pretty clean and like nice, because if we're doing showings at the drop of a hat, pretty much, it's got to be ready at all times, like especially if we want to get the fuck out of here. So there's that. So we're moving and I'm really excited and I'm really thankful and grateful that he understands how important it is for me. And for Madison. And, you know, it takes a lot. And he says, you know, oh, well, you know, you sacrificed a lot to come down here too, which is true. But I was ready. Like, I wanted to do that. And he, like, I, not that I had to super convince him, but, you know, he wasn't like, oh my God, yes, let's move. Like, I had to, like, tell him, this is why. And, you know, these are the pros, these are the cons. Like, let's outweigh this option. And I think the biggest thing for him was his parents. And luckily for us, his parents are all for moving up there with us. Well, not with us, but, you know, they're going to move up there as well. So that's a fucking huge relief. And because he's so close with his parents, like, so close. So him, like, leaving them permanently, I don't think would have been easy at all. So that's amazing. So we're up and we're fucking all getting out of here. We're all getting out of here, ready for another fresh start, you know, and just to be back like home. And that's the other thing, you know, for me, coming down here, I don't feel like I ever, like, fit in. And I'm not saying that in, like, oh, I have to fit in. It just never felt like home. It's very much a different mindset and more very close-minded and, like, anti a lot of things, and that's not me. It's not me. I'm a very open person. I'm a very, like, free spirit. I don't give a fuck what people do in their own life. Like, let them live their life and be respectful. And, like, what people do is none of your fucking business. Like, it doesn't affect you. And it's just not like that down here. And that's what drives me nuts the most, I think, is that I feel like it's very close-minded and very, very religious and just not my jam. It's just not my fucking jam. And that's okay. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad place to be. It's just, it doesn't match with my vibes. It doesn't match with the way I live my life and the way that I want to bring my daughter up. You know, I want her to be in a school system that is more accepting and, like, understanding and, like, diverse, you know? So, anyway, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be close to my family. I'm excited to be close to, you know, my friends. And I swear to God, like, it's so funny because I told my friend that I was moving back up there, and she's like, dude, you're moving. Like, you are getting married in, like, literally 2 months. Actually, what the fuck is today? Is today the 19th? Yeah, literally 2 months from today. You're getting married, and you're throwing this shit into the mix now. And I'm like, yeah, that's literally, like, the way my life has been the past, like, I don't even know, 5 years, like, literally just one thing after another, and it's just, you just gotta fucking do it, you just gotta roll with it and trust, like, I know that this is what we need to do, I know this is what we need to do, and regardless of how, like, chaotic and stressful it may be, it's worth it. And I know that, like, we're supported in this decision. We're fully supported in this decision, and we're going to be okay regardless. We are always fucking okay. We always are. We have each other. We have family. We have friends. We are healthy. Like, we have a roof over our head. We have money in the bank. We are okay, and we're going to get through it. And we just are going to do it. We're going to do it. So yeah, that is my big news, man. It's so funny because I text my mom. I'm like, Mom, are you, because we were going to wait to tell them, but I was like, we'll just call them and tell them that we're going to do this. So I text my mom. I'm like, Mom, because I knew she was at work, and I was like, Mom, are you going to be home, you know, excuse me, tonight so we can talk? And she's like, what do you mean so we can talk? Like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Like, it's fine. It's not anything bad. Like, we're okay. Everything's fine. You're going to be happy, like, with what we have to tell you anyway, but are you going to be home? And she's like, oh my God, you're killing me. Like, what is it? Like, trying to get me to tell her. I'm like, I'm not going to text this to you, for Christ's sakes. Like, just trust me. Trust me. You're going to be happy. So anyways, at first she's like, are you pregnant? I'm like, no, I'm not fucking pregnant. Even though everybody and their mother wants me to be, like, no, I'm not pregnant. The time will come. But my God, we got other shit, like, to deal with. But anyways, that's a whole nother story. But so we called and we told them, and oh my God, they are beyond, like, obviously they're beyond thrilled. They were not happy that I moved anyway. They thought it was, like, the biggest mistake ever, and tried to put, like, so much guilt onto me, and, like, you're taking away, like, our baby, like, we were there from day one when you were a single mom, and we helped you, and blah, 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 blah. So, which, that's not a lie, like, they were totally involved in her life, and yes, it was a huge, huge, huge decision, and huge, like, piece of, you know, guilt that I had, you know, with it, but I did it anyway, because that's what I needed to do. Anyways, Long story short, they're fucking thrilled, of course. Everybody, my whole family's thrilled. Like, my cousin, who doesn't even live there anymore, she moved to another state with her family. But she's I told her, and she's like, I'm at work right now, and I'm crying because I'm so happy for you. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I'm excited. I'm fucking excited. And, you know, the craziest thing is that it took my grandfather dying, you know, for me to realize it and for me to understand that life is short and, you know, we age. Everybody ages. That's just the circle of life. So why not, you know, do it? Why not surround myself with family and friends and instead of being in a place where we're struggling, you know, we're struggling financially and just, I miss feeling like I'm at home in a state, I should say, because at this house, I for sure, like I said, like I love this house. This is my home, but in an actual state, you know, going out into the world, I don't feel like it's home. So, yeah, it took my grandfather dying. And it's funny because my mom, you know, she was like all full of all these kinds of emotions because she just, you know, said goodbye to her dad and just such sorrow and grief and just shock. And she's like, oh my God, like this brought so much joy to such a horrible, horrible, you know, past month, basically, for her. And then she's like, I wonder if Grampy had anything to do with that. I'm like, you know what? Essentially he did, because it took him passing away for me to realize how important these things are to me. And how much I want that for my daughter now and for any future kids. So I'm excited and I'm so grateful that his parents are coming with us and we can just all be together and just be a big, happy family, you know? So yeah, that's my news. And, you know, I encourage you guys to reach out to family, to friends, to people who you think of and be like, oh, I miss that person, but you don't call them or you don't tell them. Like I said, it had been a year since I saw my grandfather. We sent cards and stuff, but I never picked up the phone. I never picked up the phone to say, you know, to see how he was doing or to have him talk to my daughter or anything like that. And I wish I did. I wish I did. I wish I was able to say goodbye. You know, he was such a quiet, quiet man, but he had such dry sense of humor and he just had these witty comments that he would just like throw back at you and you'd be like, the hell? Like, it was so great. But yeah, talk, you know, tell people you love them, man. Tell people you love them and don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid of chaos. Follow whatever it is that your heart, you know, wants. Follow your intuition. If your gut is telling you, I don't feel good here anymore, look into that. Look into why. What specifically is it that doesn't feel good? And what can you do to change that? It doesn't mean be something drastic like me, like moving to friggin' to a different state again, but maybe just changing up your relationships or changing up where you're living, you know, or changing up your job or changing up who you surround yourself with, like anything, change up how you're eating. Like, what can you do if you feel as though you're not happy where you are? What can you do to change it? you know, don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to change things. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask yourself questions. Like, what? You have all the answers. That's the thing. You have all the answers. I knew that was the answer for me. And I cried in the car because I had realized it then. I had realized how much I missed it and how much I needed that in my life. So, ask yourself, because you hold the answers.
Thank you so much for tuning in with me this week. I would love to hear from you guys, so if you could leave me a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama, or you could visit my website at www.oracleinsightmama.com. Thank you guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.